you can fail at doing what you don't want to do. So you may as well fail at doing what you want to do. What is purpose and why can't you find purpose? I think people have trouble finding purpose for a few reasons. But the biggest one would be that they haven't defined what purpose is, right? What does purpose mean? So if we were to go to Google and type in like define purpose, it'll give you some esoteric answer that makes sense, but doesn't like, it makes sense to your brain, but not to your soul. Generally, what I'll tell people is like, if you're having trouble finding purpose, you have to ask yourself a simple question that can seem complicated. And if that question rings false for you, then I have a sort of a part two. The first question would be like, what would you do? What would you willingly do your entire life if money and time were no objection? So for some people that might be video games. I want to play video games all day. Like look at streamers like Asmongold, who knows who he is. He knows what he wants. He likes playing video games all day and he turned that into a job. What would you do your entire life if you didn't need money and you didn't need time, if you didn't have outside objections, like a place to be, a family to take care of, etc., right? Not that those things like should just be tossed out the window because like, yay, purpose. So then think about this. If you can't define what your purpose is or what your meaning is or what you would do if you had unlimited time and money, what you'd willingly want to do, I would think what energizes you? What activity makes you feel good when you do it? Maybe that's going to be a long walk. Maybe that's playing the guitar. Maybe that's being social with people. Maybe that is helping the less fortunate. So what makes you feel good when you do it? Purpose or passion or meaning exists without the need for an outcome. You wake up and do a thing because you want to do it. It's not about the reward that you get for doing it. It's, I can't imagine myself doing anything else. This is what I want to do. In my free time, this is what I think about. Even if I'm like, let's say I'm like watching anime or something. I still think about streaming. Let's say I am out for a long walk. I still think about how I can help one of my clients. The outcome, in other words, the reward is nice. It's nice to get a reward for something you're passionate about. It's nice to get a paycheck from streaming. It's nice to get residuals from YouTube. It's nice to get a sponsorship on YouTube. It's cool. But that's not why I did it. That's not why it got to where it is that I can get those things. So while it's nice to have a reward, the reward is not the point. One thing though, is that money does matter to an extent. Like bills, utility costs money. So sometimes you have to factor that in. If doing what I love only allows me to earn $35,000 a year, then it's not really a livable income in 2023. Yeah, but okay. But we're not saying that's the only thing you should do, right? We're talking about finding what you want to do. The objective here is to say, I can be passionate and think my purpose is helping people, but work at Walmart, right? But the point is finding which direction you're pointing that arrow so that you can slowly shoot towards that direction and then make your life more about that direction. If you thought that I ever thought YouTube was going to take off and be a full-time thing for me, you are very mistaken. I knew I liked helping people. I was helping people, but not in the lane I wanted to. YouTube took off because it got to combine things I like doing. I love giving advice. I like helping people. I like seeing people on the other side of grief. I really like that. So I started the YouTube channel for that. Based on my own life experiences, that I was adding value to people and not expecting a reward. And so what happened? I was rewarded, but I didn't foresee that happening. It was a mistake. It was an accident. So it's not just about, yeah, but we have to earn, we have to eat, we have to be able to make money. True. All of those things are true. I'm not saying that you're wrong. What I'm saying is that once you've figured out your purpose, you can orient your life such that you can begin fulfilling that purpose. So let's say you found yourself something that you want to do, but you are now standing in the way of doing it, right? In other words, objections that you have created in your own mind are standing in the way of this thing. The point is, you don't know enough to stand in your own way. You don't know enough about the thing that you want to do to stand in your own way. I heard a quote from Jim Carrey, who was talking about his father, and his father never pursued his dream of becoming a comedian because like he had a family and et cetera, et cetera. And the quote was something along the lines of, you can fail at doing what you don't want to do. So you may as well fail at doing what you want to do. And that stuck with me. Basically, what I'm saying is, do what you can to remove the obstacles that may be standing in your way. being depressed because your life isn't what you want it to look like, being depressed because, you know, you sit at home watching YouTube all day and you're 30 pounds overweight, being depressed because you feel like you have no friends, you're not interesting, because you don't go out and you don't open up any opportunities for yourself to make these friends, or whatever deficit you feel like exists in your life, that is where you need to target first before you're worrying about purpose or meaning or passion or any of those things. This is the most baller shit I ever heard. My therapist told me this years ago and it always stuck with me. What is your unfair advantage? Some people are very conventionally attractive. Other people have a unique skill set. Other people speak several languages. Other people have a cool voice. So what is your unfair advantage? Maybe you speak a bunch of different languages. Maybe you can play piano with your eyes closed. Maybe you have big boobs. That's an unfair advantage. Sure, why not? And then how can you use that to your advantage? Mad Riz, I come off flirty. Look, charisma is a big deal. A lot of people don't have charisma, right? So what is your unfair advantage and how can you use your unfair advantage to your advantage?